Yes, well, when you were with me last, obviously it was the senior race was on, the senior women's race, that is. And we Letterkenny were vying and pushing and really challenging to win and retain the National Senior Women's Senior title, which is a serious, prestigious title, obviously. They haven't won it for the first time ever in their history last year. So they were back, they were home ground here in Donegal, and, you know, they were in the race as the race developed. It was looking better and better and better. And Anne-Marie McGlynn was pushing through. She came from 12th. She ran into a good fourth position in the end. And that was a strong, strong performance. A really well-judged race by Anne-Marie McGlynn. But it wasn't to be. It wasn't to be for Letterkenny today. They were beaten by DCH, who came here with a vengeance and indeed just got there by that 1 point victory. 1 point. Really, really difficult result to take, but that's the way it goes. And 1 point in it, 64-65, as far as I can remember. And that Letterkenny scoring team, of course, Anne-Marie McGlynn, well, she had a great, great run. Nikita Bourke was in support of her, as was Natasha Adams and Nolene Scanlon, the Donegal Cross Country champion from a few weeks ago. So that was the story there. DCH won it, and Letterkenny second. We had good news as well in the under 20 race, the junior women's race. Yet again, yes, Finn Valley won that last year. They also were out to try to defend their title. It didn't happen for them today. They finished second behind Willowfield, a Belfast club, but they are European bound. Two teams qualify for Europe, and they'll be happy that they're on their way in the new year to Europe, and that's a motivating factor, obviously, for any club. So they're off to Europe. That scoring team, a great run by Eimear McCarron. She led the team home. She was in a strong, strong position, really very impressive. She came through very strongly. And then we had Nuala Boss, we had Sally McMenamin, and we had Amy Green fighting hard throughout the race. So that was the scoring for today. So well done to them. They were in the medals and second team, and they go to Europe. As that option is also with Letterkenny and the senior women, obviously, two teams qualifying. So we'll talk about that on another day. Then the other elements of the result today were a good result from a good position. A disappointing run, though, from Sean McGinley finishing sixth. And he was disappointed, and he was personally expressing that he was disappointed finishing sixth in the junior men. So we'll have to wait to see how the team goes in the terms of the Irish team for Turin for the European Championships there. Six on the team, but the option, the automatic selection is three, and then three. So we'll have to wait for the selection committee to meet. But six for him, but a really strong performance behind him from Oisin Toy, Finn Valley as well. He must be the most improved athlete in Donegal this last couple of months. You know, he won the Donegal Novice, he was second in the Ulster Novice, he ran strongly in that, and he ran a really, really outstanding run today, in and around 10th, finishing 10th. So well done to him. That was the story there. Other highlights, well, Finn Valley, again, they were on the 14 girls. They finished second team behind Ennis, with Tume in third there. Good, encouraging performance from them. And that scoring team, Andrea Reid. Then we had Niamh McGlynn, Byrne, and Holly McNulty. So well done. I'm waiting for the Donegal team finish position there. There's a possibility of medals there for the under 14 boys, but that's something I'll have to check later. So that's it. But the real winners, and you know, the real winner was McFadden from Cranford Athletic Club. He won the under 16 boys. He was favourite, but he took that mantle on board and he did the business, and the emotion, the response, the reaction was absolutely brilliant. And you know, it was just a fitting story from a young Chrysler man in this current circumstances of life at the moment, beyond Chrysler, and indeed for Cranford, who were hosting the championships, and indeed a great tribute to Eamon Giles, since he formed that Cranford 51 years ago. He presented the medals for that particular race, and again the crowd responded, and again there was great atmosphere. And you know, just a word before I leave the report, just to again emphasise the real success of the organisation, from the local organisation committee, from the local parish Meva, from, you know, from everybody, from the guards to the rode to the people, to the fire service, to absolutely everybody. Everybody rode in totally and absolutely behind the Cranford Club on this occasion. And everybody that travelled from the four corners of Ireland had serious, serious praise for Cranford Athletic Club, for their organisation, and for all the people that were on board. A particularly success for Eamon Giles, who formed that club so many years ago. And then when you get a young, up-and-coming, young, exciting young athlete like Keenan McFadden from the club, winning on home soil, well, what more could you ask for? So, great days athletics, great tribute to Donegal athletics in the overall context, as people would look at it, but more particularly for Cranford, and that those medals for Letterkenny in the senior women, Finn Valley in the under 14 girls, and the under 20s, and we'll have to wait out to see what the story's going to be with Sean McGinley. Will he be selected for the European Championships? A good day's athletics. Excellent, excellent return. Weather conditions good. Traffic situation good. And, you know, because you must remember we were going into a peninsula with one road into it, and it all worked extremely, extremely well simply because the organisation was first class. So well done, everybody, on a successful day's athletics. And indeed, the weather stuck with us pretty much most of the time as well. So well done.